The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Live from the 2022 Aria Red Carpet.
And the Aria goes to...
The Aria goes to...
This is Jimmy and Nate. And Nanny Lynn.
Jimmy and Nate, they're heading to the Arias. Nate's Nan Lynn's along for the ride. Who knows what she'll say to those celebrities?
Please don't get us sued, Nanny Lynn.
It's the grandma, the grandma Arias.
Yes, here we go, Jim, live from the Grand Maria's red carpet. I just came up with way too much excitement then, and I actually made the star of the show, Nanny, jump. Nanny, I'm sorry about that. Did that scare you a little bit?
It's all right, darling.
It's fine, okay.
It's okay, yeah. No, we come to you live from the Horden Pavilion in Sydney for the 2022 Arias, or what we're calling them, the Grand Maria's.
Yes, absolutely. We spent the day picking up Nanny Lynn from her house. You look beautiful today, Nanny. Can you talk us through what you're wearing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the brand.
Do you just give a brand that you love a shout out?
Oh, well, let's call it Katie's.
Katie's. Shout out to Katie's for dressing there.
That's
today.
Good. Okay, so Nanny, I mean, the weather has absolutely turned it on. It's quite hot here at the moment. You've brought the snacks for all the artists and all the celebrities that come down the red carpet.
That's right.
Do you remember what are snacks that you have for everybody?
Yeah. I've got lemon tarts, I've got rum balls,
mm-hmm.
and I've got little savoury things on toothpicks.
Right. Okay. Now, I mean, can you explain the rum ball situation for us as well? Because my mum told me, your daughter told me that you had a go at the rum balls the first time and they weren't strong enough, so you've emptied a whole bottle of rum into them.
Well, not a whole bottle, but...
Pretty close?
Yeah.
3/4 of a bottle. Lenny, how are you feeling? You feeling nervous, excited? Talk us through your emotions.
I'm excited.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Nanny, last time, I know we spoke it early in the week, but Jessica Mowboy was your favourite.
Yay!
Unfortunately, Jessica isn't going to be today. So, I mean, have you got any other? I mean, you probably don't remember any of the names that we told you.
No, I don't.
You did run into Dickie Wilkins earlier on the red carpet.
Yes.
But didn't get a chance to chat to him, though. Do you think he's nervous that you may take his job as an entertainment reporter?
I don't think so, no.
Now, we've got you in prime position. I mean, as we said, keep an eye on the socials, at Jimmy and Nate.
Jimmy and Nate.
We're going to be doing stuff the whole time. You can keep up to date. You can see beautiful Nanny. We've got all the imagery. She's got a little director's chair. Nanny, are you happy with where you're placed on the red carpet when the celebrities are coming down?
Yeah, pretty good.
It does.
It'd be better to be on the other side, but still. Yeah. Right.
Well, maybe we'll try and get Nanny to release a single next time, and that way she can actually be out in the red carpet.
Nan's already had to have a crack at the security because they've moved her behind the barrier, and you didn't like that, Nanny. Are you one for following rules, or do you reckon we'll sneak you on to the actual red carpet later on?
No, I like to follow rules.
She likes to follow the rules.
No, okay. I'm not, Nathan. I want to break them all.
I can't believe she said that.
All right, Nan, we are live from the 2022 Arias, a.k.a. the Grand Marias. The celebrities are about to start walking down the red carpet. Nan, we will get you set up in your Grand Marias director's chair. Are you excited?
I am.
Okay,
yes.
Let's do it. Here we go. Live around the country. It is the Jimmy and Nate Show from the Grand Marias 2022 with our dear Nanny Lynn.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Live around the country from the Grand Marias 2022. Nanny, this is Peking Duck.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
We go way back.
So, Nanny, what do you want to say to them? So, they're obviously DJs and stuff as well, but they've also got a new podcast. So, anything you want to say to them in the podcast space?
Do you enjoy doing it?
Oh, that's a really good question.
You know, a lot of people enjoy things until it becomes work, but we've learnt to make our passion our work and our work our passion.
What about, I mean, Nanny, any topics for them? Because they're a little bit loose, the Peking Duck boys, so they'll talk about absolutely anything. What do you want to hear them talk about? It can be anything. You can even say sex if you want.
I don't want.
What do you want them to talk about? It can be anything.
Do you travel much? Do you do a lot of travelling?
Yeah, we do a lot of travel. It's a very good question. Some people, I guess these days, can operate out of a YouTube studio, but us, we've been playing shows around the world for a long time now, and we'll probably, that's probably why we look older than you already.
I don't think so.
You're 21 though, yeah?
A little bit older.
You're looking stunning.
Thank you.
Hey, Lynn, do you want to share your Matus Rosé? Would you like to offer the boys some? She's drunk this by herself at the moment. Would you like some, boys?
Well, yeah, please.
Absolutely.
Drink it out of the bottle.
Matusa's no longer existing either anymore, guys, so this is liquid gold.
Hints of, is that pear and... Oh, yeah, that is
does it matter?
Delicious hints of Portuguese soil. Oh, that's actually amazing.
Portuguese soil?
Yeah. Tastes like strawberries.
Nanny's favourite drop. They don't make it anymore.
They don't.
She brought this from home from the fridge for you guys.
This is
like
liquid,
I like
gold.
That a lot.
You like it?
Thank you so much.
Now, Nanny, before we let the Peking Duck boys go, there's one thing. I know you noticed it when they were walking over because I was watching your eyes darting. It's that their chests are exposed. And you said to me, do you reckon they'll let me touch their chest? So I reckon they're going to let you do it. Is that okay,
boys? You have my consent.
Go ahead, Nanny.
You've touch got the consent, Linny.
Oh!
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, she was lingering there, I reckon. I feel like she was lingering. We love the Peking Duck boys.
Oh, you are the best.
Right. We love you, Nanny. We love you.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your night.
You too.
Thank you, boys. Thanks, it is boys. The Jimmy and Nate Show live from the Aria's Red Carpet 2022.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We love this person. They're fantastic, okay? Massive round of applause for G-Flip, everybody. G-Flip, you've just met my Nanny Lynn.
I love Nanny Lynn.
I know you've done a lot of red carpets in the past. Have you ever spoken to somebody's grandmother before?
No, but I now like hope the Arias allow Nanny Lynn here every year.
Oh, we've got to rename it the Grandmarias, and we just get as many grandmas down here as possible.
Oh my god, this is the best. Are you having a good time, Nanny Lynn? Oh my god, you've got a nice little glass of rosé there.
Yeah, we've got some Matus rosé. G-Flip.
Oh, puff. Yes.
Nanny
the
Lynn's
good,
the only one
the
drinking.
Good stuff.
Yeah, Nanny's also made some lemon tarts and some rumbles as well
Lynn.
For everybody. Now,
do you like a rumble or a lemon
tart? Like a rumble or lemon tart?
I can't say no to Nanny Lynn's treats.
So these are Nanny Lynn's lemon tarts.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
So there you go. And we need your review of them. I mean, we'll let that sink in a little bit, G-Flip.
The outer crust, 10 out of 10, Nanny Lynn.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Nanny. Now you can go to the Bowls Club and you can tell everybody that G-Flip gave your tarts a 10 out of 10. How does that, what will they say at the Bowls Club when you tell them that? Will they be pretty...
They'll probably not believe me.
They'll probably not believe you.
Yeah, sure. You hung out with G-Flip. Now, drinking too much wine again.
Nanny Lynn, I'll come down there and I'll make them believe that you have
now,
the best tarts.
Nanny, G-Flip is one of the hosts for tonight as well, so they're going to be on stage hosting. Do you have any advice for G-Flip before they get up there?
No, I think you will do it perfectly.
Oh.
I was so nervous and all of those nerves just were obliterated.
We've just made G-Flip cry before they're on stage.
People are going to be like, is G-Flip, look, is she crying? They're crying.
Seriously, if I get too nervous up there, I'm just going to think about Nanny Lynn telling me I'm perfect and everything's okay.
Nanny Lynn, if G-Flip needs you, will you go support them? Will you get up there?
Yes, of course.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember, G-Flip will have the microphone, so you'll be able to hear them if they say your name, okay? Okay. How much more Matus will you need to jump up on stage?
Finish
the bottle. G-Flip, thank you so much. We absolutely adore you. Congratulations on hosting.
Thank you.
And thank you for talking to my dear Nanny Lynn as well.
Oh my god, this is the cutest interview ever. Nanny Lynn, you rock star. You're a rock star. All the Arias go, I'm announcing the Arias, all of them go to Nanny Lynn.
Yes!
Stop the musicians!
Thank you.
Nanny Lynn gets all the Arias!
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Nanny, I know you've been excited to talk to this guy, Australian of the Year, we love him, Dylan Alcott, everybody!
Great to be here, but I've got a bit of a problem with these boys. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
They took my job. Yeah. I got the sack off weekends. Talk about an upgrade. They drop me, they get these two legends. I can't compete, Nanny.
We should probably... Oh, Nanny's looking
at me. Nanny is actually really upset.
Are you angry at me now?
That's terrible.
But you know what that means? I was weekend breakfast, then I went on to Australian of the Year. So their weekend breakfast, do you reckon they've got a chance at Australian of the Year?
I hope so.
I love the positivity from Nan.
I think it's wishful thinking, personally.
I'll be honest. When they came to us and they went, yeah, so you guys do weekend breakfast. And we went, look, after Dylan, we can't do that. Train of the year.
You guys are doing a great job, you are.
Now, Nanny, obviously you know Dylan won plenty of gold medals, plenty of grand slams and stuff as well. Do you want to tell Dylan about your biggest ever sporting achievement and who you beat in the swimming pool?
I beat Dawn Fraser.
You beat Dawn Fraser?
But it was a handicap race.
She said it was the biggest loss of her career. But
it's what spurred her on.
I know.
Spurred her on the greatness.
She's such a legend. I love her.
So there you go. I mean, we've got two sporting icons right here. We've got Lynette Howe and Dylan Alcott.
Lynette Mullins then.
Oh, you were Mullins. That was before you were married.
Yeah. Well, my beautiful partner Chantel's not here tonight, unfortunately. So if you need a date, we can be each other's plus one.
For sure.
All right, good.
Actually, I think we should get rid of the Jimmy and A show and just have Dylan and Linny.
Hey, it'll rain better. So. All right, love you guys.
Thanks, Dylan.
I got everybody. It is the Jimmy and A show live from the 2022 Grand Marais.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Live around the country. It is the Jimmy and A show.
Now, do you remember, Nanny, last time we did this in 2019, you spoke to Emma on the red carpet.
And it's okay. We're still here together.
You're so beautiful.
No. It's so nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Are you having a great time?
Yes.
It was pretty hot before.
I was.
Do you feel a bit okay now?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Yeah.
You're doing well. You're doing really well.
She's made tarts and rumbles for everybody as well. Would you like to try one, Emma?
Yes, I would.
Okay, this.
Is that too much to eat a rumble?
The lemon tarts that she's made. Homemade for you, Em.
Should I have that?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us what's in it?
Lemon.
Lemon?
That is so exciting. This is, a lemon tart is usually my favourite.
Yeah, it's just lemon and egg. Condensed milk.
They condensed milk in there as well, absolutely.
That's a bit cheeky.
Nanny Lynn, what if you tell Emma about some things about Sydney? You know what I mean? She's working with Sydney at the moment. You've lived here, what, 80 years? You lived on Cockatoo Island. What's some of your favourite parts about Sydney?
I think just Sydney.
Yeah. What about the beaches, Nanny? You don't mind the beach.
What's your favourite beach?
It's a lovely... Everything's lovely about Sydney.
What about the harbour? I mean, you like the Harbour Bridge? You've been over that a few times?
Yeah. Well, that's a bit special because not everybody has.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been over the Harbour Bridge.
Really?
Like, climbing, you mean? Walking over
I've
the
done
top?
That.
Yeah,
that
she's done that. Absolutely.
Not every Sydney sider has done that activity.
Yeah. It's a beautiful view.
It's stunning.
And you were alive before the bridge was built. You remember that time?
Not.
What did I ask? I mean, Emma was over
you
there.
You are in trouble.
I will
you're
do in trouble
in
later.
You're in trouble now. I mean, Emma was over there doing some dancing and stuff
I
before.
Saw her.
Can Grandma come out to dance?
Oh, she'd love to come out. How about? Do you want to go out?
Can you come out to dance with me?
We'll go and have a. All right, let's go.
Hold the wine.
Okay. There you go.
Wait, can I put that?
I can take that. Are you? All right. We'll go out. All right. Well, I guess I'll go out, Jim. If you hold down the fort, I'll go out with her.
I now have three mics.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nanny Lynn, let me introduce you to this fellow. Now, we've had him on the show before, and also you were listening to his music on the drive-in. It's Loon, everybody! Now, remember, I come from the land down under.
Oh, yeah!
Whatever you sing the song, everyone knows.
Can I tell you something? You remind me exactly of my Nanette.
Exactly.
She's
a vibe.
She just wants to come out. She wants to party. She wants to come. Yeah. She wanted to be at the after party.
Well, Lou, I mean, you do enjoy a drink. You enjoy a party as well. Does your nan enjoy that too? Because we've got a whole bottle of Matus here. Where is it, Jim? Is it behind? There it is.
Before
we knock it over. Save the Matus, guys.
So you shared some with Lou.
Can Lou have some of your rosé?
A bit of Matus.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have a great. Look at that. Now, do you want to warn him not to drink too much?
Yeah, go on, Nanny.
Let's go.
See, she's a clone of my nan.
Anything, what do you want to ask Lou? What, any question in the world, what do you want to ask?
You can ask? It doesn't have to be music related, it can be anything.
Well, what are you here for tonight? Are you here as a nomination to win?
I think we got four nominations.
Yeah.
Expect to lose if you win. That's even better.
Win.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really about partying and having a good time, though, isn't it?
It is.
Hey, this is my first time I've ever been here. It feels weird stepping on this carpet. You know what I mean?
Nanny, this is your second Arias. You've got actually more.
Oh, yeah, so you got.
You're an OG.
You've got more experience than Lude on the red carpet. Anything you want, because you've done the red carpet before. Any advice for him as he walks the red carpet?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect.
Just be yourself.
Hey, wholesome.
Be yourself.
yourself.
I love you. I love you.
We love that.
Look, she's so wholesome when the mics and the cameras are on. You wait till that goes away. She'll be like, where's the party? Where's the party?
Okay, Nan, I did want to ask you this as well, because last time when we were on the red carpet, Ocean Alley walked past and you told them all to get a haircut. Now, Lute is here. He is known for his beautiful hair. So do you want to touch Lute's hair for us, Nanny? Give it a touch. Give it a touch, Nanny. You can touch his hair.
Oh.
How does that feel, Nan?
It feels awesome.
I can't even lie. Let's go.
Nan, I'm your grandson. If I get a haircut like that, is that okay? No.
As soon as he said, you'll be dead to me.
Lou, thank you very much,
right,
Nanny.
Thank you so much,
for talking to our dear Nanny.
I love you, Nanny.
Live around Australia from the Grand Murray's 2022, you got the Jimmy and Nath Show.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Live around the country for the 2022 Grand Marias. Nanny, you're looking up at him. He's very tall. It's Christian Wilkins.
You look so gorgeous, Nan.
Thank you.
I love your earrings. They're beautiful. Where are they from?
My grandmother.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh,
from your grandmother as well. Now, this is fun. So last time, Christian, when we were on the red carpet, we did this when it was the last in-person one, 2019.
Yeah.
And Nanny had, a 15-minute chat to your old man. So now...
Was he just talking about himself? Because he could go for much longer than 15 minutes on that subject.
What was your honest opinion? Did Dickie talk a little bit too long last time we spoke to him?
So,
oh, there you go. She's too nice.
I love her.
Watch Christian be like, I want to keep this tight. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Uh-huh. Have a good one.
You've been watching Christian from afar. You were saying, you know, chatting and interviewing people. Do you want to give him some tips, some things you've learned so far interviewing people on the red carpet?
See, you're smart because you are doing this drink in hand. I'm so jealous.
Look how much she's had. Ready? Yeah. While you think of some advice. I'll show Christian. That's it. All her.
What is this? Rosé.
It's Matus.
This is a very fancy bottle of rosé.
Yeah, they don't make that anymore, so Linny's actually brought that from home. It's no longer in production.
It looks... You know what? We're in front of Grandma, so I'm not going to say what it looks like.
No, you can say it. It looks shit ass.
Yeah. No, I was going to say it looks like a butt plug.
Different minds than you and Nath, so I don't
have to bubble. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Nan.
No, that's all right. Well, actually, speaking of the rosé, Nanny was a bit upset, so they've actually discontinued this now.
Oh, no.
And the price has skyrocketed, hasn't it, Nan? Yeah. So it used to be $8 and now, what, $12?
You know, you could go to the tool shed and get something very similar.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the tool shed bottle shop before?
No.
No, okay. No. Well, Christian can take you there.
I've sort of related a tool shop to something else.
Oh, well, yeah, what? To what?
Don't put her on the spot like that.
A gimmick shop.
That's right, that's right.
Do you have a favourite drop, a drink that Nanny Lynn could try now, because this is discontinued?
I am always a fan of, like, a Grey Goose martini, a dirty martini, maybe some blue cheese stuffed olives. Chef's kiss.
Yeah, nice.
Well, yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, Nanny, you did make some snacks. Do you want to talk through some of the snacks that you made? Christian just mentioned blue cheese and stuff. What did you bring out here for the red carpet?
I brought lemon meringue, lemon tart.
Oh,
lemon tarts. There's some lemon tarts.
And what?
Rum balls.
Rum balls as well.
Homemade lemon tarts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait. It's actually yum. I was really nervous that she's going to give me a gimmick.
He loves them, Nanny.
As soon as I put it in my mouth, I was like, there's poison in this or something.
Nanny's coming for your job.
Yeah.
This is how she gets Christian.
Oh, okay, well, before we let Christian go, Nanny, you've had a bit of time. You've been interviewing people. Christian interviews a lot of people as well. Best piece of advice to give to Christian when he interviews people from now on. What are you thinking?
I think the most important thing is to embarrass them.
Not to embarrass them. Have we embarrassed you at all tonight?
It's many times.
Boys, I'm so mad at you. Nan, we're going.
All right, see you, Nanny Lee, and you with Christian now.
Christian, now you work with him.
We've traded up. It's fine.
It's an upgrade.
It is the Jimmy and Nath Show live around the country.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
So this is Montaigne, Nanny.
Hi, Montaigne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hell yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a music artist, producer, singer, songwriter.
That the lot.
Yeah.
Way, yeah. Great.
Very, very talented, yes. Isn't she?
Oh, well, good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just, I'm presenting. I'm just saying one line, so I have a really easy time of it.
Right. Oh, well, you can enjoy the night. You won't have to worry too much.
Well, no. Do you want to practice the one line on Nanny? Or, okay, how about we do a practice?
Well, so the thing is that it's a response to what John Teske, the main Teske, is saying to me, oh God, what does he say? It's something like, something about rocking out, and I'm going to be like, I can't speak for the room, but I personally am way, way rocking out.
Whoa! What do you think of that now?
Yeah!
Well delivered.
Any well advice, Nanny?
High energy.
No, perfect.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I mean, Nanny, we'd loved it. We should try and get you in there so you can watch Montaigne's one line delivered. What do you reckon?
Oh, yes, it'd be worth it.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nanny, you know who this guy is, don't you?
I do, and I'm so sorry you're not in the Wiggles anymore.
No, I am. He still is.
It's Anthony Wiggle. He's the last one left.
Maybe you know.
How many of you now?
There's eight. We multiply.
There's a lot of them now, Nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good. It's all good.
Yeah.
You can't keep up, Liddy. There's too many for you.
Anthony, yeah. Nanny said to me before, she goes, how many are there now? I need to keep up to date with them all. So can you update Nanny on how many Wiggles there are and who they are?
Yeah, so yeah. We've got eight Wiggles now. Sahai originally came from Ethiopia, and she is fantastic. We've got Katarina. We've got Lucia. That's my daughter. She's in them. And she's taller than me, and she's amazing. So that's really nice. And we got to know each other because I tour so much. I was away from home all the time. So I actually got to know her really well. And she's actually a good kid.
That's why Nanny Lynn's here, so Nath, they can get to know each other.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask Nanny, growing up, I mean, I don't remember it, did you ever take me to the Wiggles? Oh, all the time?
Yes.
Whereabouts did you grow up?
I grew up in Sydney.
Whereabouts? What?
In the Shire, in Cronulla.
Oh, the Shire?
Yeah. So, Nanny, did you would have, this is a bit of like a closing of the loop, really, because when I was little, you would take me to watch the Wiggles.
Yeah.
And to watch Anthony perform.
Yes.
Yeah, too.
Well, how many colours are you now?
They're all the same. Like still blue, red. We've got two blue, two red, two yellow, two purple.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but you know Murray, the Red Wiggle original. Yes. He's from Tarrant Point.
Oh,
so he's from the Shire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever run into Murray at the shops?
No.
And do you follow the Sharks?
Oh,
no.
St. George. She goes for the dragon. She goes for the dragon.
That whole interview just went down.
Wasn't there someone in the family that played for St. George in any lit?
My father.
Oh, your father played.
Yeah.
But
what was his name?
His name was Mullins, but he was called Rumba Mullins.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It was wartime.
Yeah. I'm a Balmain. I love Balmain.
Well, this is good. So Nanny goes for Balmain, and Poppy, our pop, also big Balmain supporter.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, that would be really nice. So Poppy's in a home at the moment. We go, Nanny, you try and see him every day. We don't get much out of Poppy anymore, but he's a massive Balmain supporter. Right. And every time we talk about the Tigers, he lights up, doesn't he? So I think it would be beautiful. I mean, do you want to say a message to Poppy? And we'll play it for him, Anthony.
Poppy, the Tigers are the best. This year is going to be the year.
Happy Coruscant! This is the year of the Tiger.
We love
Benji's back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Live from the red carpet, the Grand Murray's 2022. It is the Jimmy Nath Show.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nanny Lynn, this is Kai. Now, let me tell you about Kai. She is one of the most beautiful people you'll ever meet. And she has a stunning voice too, so...
Yeah, I believe that.
Kai, I mean, we've asked this to a few people. You've done a few carpets before, you've spoken to people before. Have you ever been interviewed by somebody's grandmother before?
Never. This is a first, and I love it. Oh, I love it so much.
First time, isn't there?
There always is. There always is. And you look beautiful.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
Kai, would you mind doing me a favour? Now, we've had you for under the covers. I'd say your voice is tied with Craig David. They're 1A, 1B,
Ooh,
right? Because we played it for Chili. Chili loved it, right? Now, a few artists have been singing for Nanny Lynn. Would you mind just giving her, just to give her a little taste of your vocals?
What should I sing?
Anything you want.
I'll give you a little hint of what I'm singing tonight.
Right, here we go.
Xanadu. Xanadu.
That's a Xana duet.
In the car on the way here, Lenny was like, I really hope they do something for Olivia Newton-John.
Of course. I'm wearing pink for her tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
How good was her voice, Nanny Lynn?
Well, I mean, Nanny, you haven't been able to ask anybody about their grandparents before. Do you want to ask Kai if her grandparents have ever heard her music or anything like that?
I'm sure they have.
They have. I sent my grandparents some CDs when I put out my first CD, and they were so excited. I got some beautiful videos back of them listening to my music for the first time. So, very, very special place in my heart. I dedicated my first project to my grandparents.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Way to make us feel bad. All we do is drag Nanny around and make her do the work for us.
Bring it to the Arias.
There you go. How nice is that?
Gorgeous.
So lovely to meet you.
And meet you too.
I hope you have the best night.
Yeah, and no, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Let us introduce you to Peach. Massive
Hello.
Round of applause.
Beautiful as a peach.
Oh, stop it, you little sweetheart.
We were playing some songs of the artist in the car on the way because Nanny Lynn wasn't familiar, but this is the one, the song that had Forever Drunk, because Nanny Lynn's been drinking out of the bottle.
You're joking, you loose unit.
So, Nanny, remember how we were talking about Instagram and TikTok, all the social media? So, Peach is really well known on social media. Right, okay.
I've been trying to tell Nanny Lynn to get on TikTok, should she?
Absolutely. She'd blow up on there, I think.
I mean, Peach, you're experienced in this, you're a professional at this. If Nanny was to get on, say, TikTok, what kind of advice would you give her to make sure she goes viral, like some of your stuff? What are you thinking?
I think... I don't know. Can you dance?
I can do anything.
And as you should. As you should. Well, get in there and do anything.
Would you go out there now and try and do a dance with Peach?
A dance with Peach?
We haven't got time.
Oh, we haven't got time. We can... Yeah.
The only person respecting publicity is our grandma.
You said fine.
Yeah, that's why she said no.
Nanny obeys by the rules.
I love that about her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was
What about, Nanny, you put a lot of effort into your outfit tonight. And so did
stunning.
Peach. What do you think? Could you wear something like what Peach is wearing?
Oh, what? The way close enough. You've got a little bit of sequins going on.
I've got a little bit of
a little bit of sparkle.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're basically twins.
We'll get it next time. We'll get Peach on the show. We'll bring you into the studio and we'll get that dance happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, amazing. Really. Anything else you want to say to Peach before we let her go?
Good luck.
Sorry?
Good luck.
Oh, God. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you, Peach.
Thank you so much.
It is the Jimmy and Nate Show from the red carpet for the 2022 Grand Marias.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Now, we played a bit of Briggs on the way in to the Arias before. Do you remember us playing any of his music?
Yeah, was that Corn?
Or Torn? No, that's Natalie Imbruglia.
You've never done a cover of Natalie Imbruglia, Briggs.
Yeah, this winner, Natalie really let herself go.
Okay, no, this is something. So Briggs, I believe, a children's book. You've written a children's
book. Yeah, I've done a kid's book.
Okay,
yeah.
Can you tell Nanny Lynn a little bit about that? Because she used to read me books when I was little.
Oh, well, geez, you've done a good job. Look at you, now he's got a job on the red carpet.
Yeah.
This is all up to you now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, for real. I write kids' books as well. Yeah. I got a lot of music. It's for a lot of swears, but it's for the people, like, you know, that were like my nephews, like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've written kids' books that are much more nicer, no swears. So if you ever, you know, I'm going to send you one. Yeah.
There you go. One of Briggs. You can, I mean, we're all a bit old now, but I would still let you read.
You let her read to you.
Yeah.
You don't.
Actually.
Don't you play games.
Briggs is a lot bigger than me.
If Dan's reading to you, you're just going to sit there and get read at. Nanny Lynn, I got you back, man.
Nanny Lynn, Briggs is a great storyteller. He's written his kids' book. He's also written for TV shows, written songs. What's your go-to story? In your 80 years on this planet, if someone asks, what's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you, what do you say? What is that story?
The greatest thing that ever happened to me?
Yes.
I guess marrying your grandfather.
Oh, marrying Poppy.
That's a good story.
Yeah, Poppy. Well, how did you meet Poppy? Why don't you tell Briggs how you met Poppy for the first time?
He called in to ask if he could take me to Sunday school.
Oh, okay.
I was 15.
15? 15.
Yeah.
Was it love at first sight, Nanny?
Yeah.
How old was Poppy?
80.
17.
17.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah, I was starting to get worried then.
Was your Poppy R. Kelly? No.
Oh, right.
Great singer, though.
Any more questions for Briggs, Nanny?
No,
Well, I appreciate
you.
You
all the very best.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm going to make sure we send you that book so you can read. To this guy.
And what I'll do is I'll be there filming and we'll make sure Nate's in bed and you can read to him. We'll tag Briggs, okay?
Send it to Briggs. What do you reckon?
Appreciate
that
you.
Sounds good.
Have awesome. A good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is the Jimmy Nate Show live from the red carpet around Australia.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Live around the country. It is the Jimmy and Nate Show. We are calling it quitting time.
Quitting time.
Jimmy, say quitting time.
Quitting time.
From the Grand Marias 2022. Nan, we have been inundated with so many different interviews. This is the thing. Nanny is so popular on the red carpet that people, even when they're in a rush from their publicity people, they stop by just because they want to talk to a nanny. Did you realise you had that much pulling power?
No, not at all.
Do you have a favourite from tonight? Can you remember one? Or they've all blurred together?
No, well, as I was talking before, some of them are so nice.
Yes.
And some are rude.
Yeah, I'm not going to name Linny because we're not going to, you know, do that. But I know I could see a few of them being rude, and you did such a good job to keep it professional, didn't you? You did. You smiled and you kept asking questions. Well done. You got a career in this.
Yeah, good.
Well, Nanny, that's the thing. In radio, you don't have to be rude to be funny, do you? There's other ways to do it.
Exactly.
Do we do it that way, or are we a little rude sometimes?
No, you're not rude.
Have we got, you've been with us the whole time now. Is there anything, I know you're so nice and you're going to say that we're perfect, but is there anything that Jimmy and Nath could improve on or anything we could do better?
No, I think you're always polite and thanks everybody when you interviewed them. Yeah, no, I think you did well.
Lenny, can I ask you, be honest with me. So no, I'm your other son, the unofficial one, grandson, right? Did Nath ask you to do things tonight that you didn't want to do?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
and you did them anyway.
I did.
I mean, you keep an eye on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. There's going to be some awesome videos there. Peking duck were there. I asked you to touch their chest. How did you feel about that?
Embarrassed.
You know what, Nanny Lynn? You'll be speaking to your daughter, but his mother tomorrow, won't you?
Yes.
I'll get a phone call from my mum later on.
You'll be getting a phone call from mum. Nanny Lynn, this is the end of the show. How we finish each and every show is a show rating. We rate the show out of 10 and we say our reason why. So what would you give this show out of 10 and why?
The Jimmy and Nate show?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the performance, the red carpet.
Just tonight.
What would you give it out of 10?
Nine.
Out of 10. Okay.
And why 9 out of 10, Linny?
Well, I thought everybody was very nice.
Okay. What could we have done to make it a 10? What do you think?
Nothing that you could have done. Probably just other people.
Oh, other people. Okay.
Other people let us down.
Classic Jimmy.
Wasn't us.
Shift the blame. Well, that is it for the grand.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 for me because.
Oh, come on, mate. Calm down.
All right, 4 out of 10. We are live from the Grand Marias red carpet. Nanny Lynn, this is what I want you to do. So every time we finish a show around the country, Jimmy yells, Adios Australia, as loud as he can.
Adios Australia.
So,
not now.
I'll tell you when. So I'll give you a 3, 2, 1. You've got to say it as loud as you can with a lot of energy to wrap up the Grand Marias 2022. Give us an Adios Australia in 3, 2, 1.
Adios Australia!
Yeah!
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.